The Tony Awards are this weekend, and the musical The Band's Visit has 11 nominations. The Band's Visit is about a band of Egyptian musicians who get on the wrong bus and end up in a tiny town in the middle of Israel's Negev Desert. The next bus doesn't leave until the following day, so they wait. It's a small story that tackles intimate themes, like what it means to connect. Cast members from The Band's Visit recently stopped by NPR for a performance as part of our Tiny Desk Concert series. It's where musicians play a few songs in front of a small audience for an online video. Tony Shalhoub plays Tufik, the Egyptian band leader. Katrina Lenk is Dina, the Israeli cafe owner. After the Tiny Desk Concert wrapped, I asked them a few questions in front of that live audience, and we've woven part of their performance into this chat as well. This is so exciting because after nearly 800 Tiny Desk Concerts, this is not only a first in having a Broadway show here, this is also the first, all things considered, Tiny Desk cross-collaboration. To begin with, the Middle East is in the news a lot these days. So what do we get out of a show that brings together Egyptians and Israelis and is set in the Middle East and doesn't really dig into the news, doesn't even really take on the conflict directly at all?
Yeah, so this... I'm just going to jump in.
Do it.
Yeah, this piece is, it's not about politics. It's not about governments. It's really about, it's about two different cultures and coming together. And it's a kind of a respite from all of the noise and the perfect antidote, really, nowadays for all the madness out there. It's about people taking risks, reaching out toward each other, trying to communicate and coming together over the common love of music.
The show is the surprise smash hit of the Broadway season. And one reason it's been such a surprise is that it does not have many of the things that we think of as being essential to a big Broadway musical. This show is intimate. This show is quirky. This show doesn't tie everything up in a bow with a big song and dance number. Why do you think it's been such a success in spite of that?
The mystery. I think the characters that are in the show are immediately relatable somehow. Yes, they're in, you know, they're not in America, but there's that guy, and everyone knows that guy, and they've been that person at some point in their lives.
Friday.
So I think everyone can relate to the characters and also bring their own experiences to the show and take back whatever it means to them.
And the living room becomes a garden, and the TV set becomes a fountain, and the music flows in the garden, and everything grows.
It's really about people who feel a sense of sort of isolation or a kind of a hunger for them to reach the world and the world to reach them.
That's the sound of longing. Are you there? Will you answer?
Tony Shalhoub and Katrina Lenk, both Tony nominated for their roles in The Band's Visit. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
When the sun and moon and stars are gone, what's left is only you.
You can watch the full Tiny Desk concert from The Band's Visit at nprmusic.org.